This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're starting off with how anti-graft lessons can be taught in schools. MACC Chief Dato Sri Azam Baki said that a new model on corruption will be included in the Bahasa Melayu subject, and it will start next year and target Standard 5 students.
Yeah, Dato Sri Azam says this is part of the MACC's efforts to tackle graft and raise awareness among the youth. And some universities, like University Putra Malaysia and UKM, will also participate in the initiative. They'll offer a course called Integrity and Corruption as an elective.
Yeah, so we want to understand how all this would work, particularly in schools. How can they make a serious topic like corruption accessible to primary students, for instance? And will this have a long-term impact on young Malaysians once they graduate?
You know, I just like the fact that it's sort of being integrated into a subject that's already there as opposed to it being a standalone. I'm not sure how effective it would have been as a standalone. And given that it's being done in the subject of Bahasa Melayu, I think just being given the vocabulary and the means to process and understand what corruption, what integrity looks like on a day-to-day basis, I think that can be quite effective in giving kids that understanding. And when they see something, they can obviously point it out because they have the words to use.
Yeah, I wonder how this will translate to the later years, though. Like, you know, I'm just curious, is this a one-off thing or will it be continued? Because let's not forget, this is for primary school students. And, you know, you'd think that perhaps they may might increase the focus as students advance in schools, because if a corruption perception survey was actually carried out in 2007 by Pemandu, and they found that over 50%, I just can't believe it, but over 50% of university students saw no harm in offering or accepting bribes. That's one in two Malaysians, Kel. And I think...
It's just a study, right? It could be the sample size matters.
Okay, the sample size was 1,800, so that's fair. I'm just curious whether there needs to be like a holistic approach that just needs to be rolled out at the same time and not just perhaps... just targeted towards Standard 5. Although I think I will say that it's a good start to start students early.
And it is quite a low-hanging fruit where you maybe just need to add 2, 3, 4 pages to a textbook. If you don't want to do that, you can just add that to some online resource that might be available for students and teachers to use if they want to bring it up. Maybe write an essay, write a karangan on what corruption means to you. It could be something like that. So I don't really... I wish there were more details about how this will work out. But, you know, from the very surface level of it, for what it's worth, it's an okay idea.
Yeah, and let's also not forget that for university students, it is only an elective, right? It's called Integrity and Corruption. So I think we're both keen to... hear how this unfolds and to get more details on this. In the meantime, though, you can let us know what you think of schools introducing a syllabus on corruption. How can they make it accessible for students? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to hear from Dr. Mohamad Mohan, president at Transparency International Malaysia. So do stay tuned for that. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 on the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're looking at proposals for anti-graft lessons to be taught in schools. In fact, it's already being planned. MACC Chief Dato' Sri Azam Baki said that a new model on corruption will be introduced in the Bahasa Melayu subject, specifically for Standard 5 students. So you can keep sending us your thoughts. What do you think of schools introducing a syllabus on corruption? How can they make it accessible for students? The number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, though, we're crossing over to Dr. Mohamad Moen, President at Transparency International Malaysia. Dr. Moen, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in your show.
What's the current situation in schools right now when it comes to teaching anti-graft and integrity? Are there any existing or past initiatives you're aware of?
Yes. At the moment, the topic on integrity and anti-graft is actually taught in the secondary schools, but they come under the moral subject, or now they call it civics. So it is taught as a subject, but they don't have any exams on this. So when I spoke to some teachers recently, they basically gave a feedback that, yes, we actually give them some idea and go through the textbook, but there is no exam for this. So when I asked the question, is it effective to the teachers, they were saying that they feel it's not effective. And I think the reason why students don't take it seriously, and it's because there is no exam in this paper, because it's civics. It's just a paper that they must do, a subject, but they don't have any exam. So you see that students and also teachers don't seem to take this very seriously. So the suggestion by the commissioner, chief commissioner of SPRM or MECC, that to put it as part of the Bahasa Malaysia paper, I would say is a very good move.
So on that, do you think this age of 11 years old is a good one to start?
In my view, it is a good age, because anything below that will be too premature for these children. 11, at standard 5 level, will be a good age for them to start in this. And of course, the syllabus can be not so advanced. It could be basic. Even if we pass talking to them about basic ethics, about good values and things like that. So at the standard 5 level will be very basic. And then the most important thing is, it cannot just stop at standard 5. It has to be continued right up to Form 5 level. If it is incorporated in the Bahasa Malaysia paper, number one, the Bahasa Malaysia subject is a compulsory subject. Every student has to do that. And it should be continued up to the level of STM. And students will take it seriously, because it is part of the exam, it's an exam paper, and there is very likelihood that these questions on graft and integrity will come out in the exam. So students will take it very seriously, and teachers will also pay attention to this. So I think the suggestion by the chief commissioner that to start from standard 5 is a very good move, but we don't have enough details. He didn't mention a lot of details today, but I would suggest that it should not be stopped at standard 5 or 6, then it defeats the purpose. It should be continued right up to Form 5 level and up to SPM level. And this subject should be tested. Then only you will see the impact of it.
So you just mentioned that for standard 5 students, since they're starting at a young age, it should start out with the basics. What do the basics look like to you, and what should they achieve?
Okay, the basic things are like ethical values, like simple thing, like when you stop at a traffic light, what do you do? When it is a red light signal, what do you do? Do you beat when there is no car on the right or the left or the front? What do you do? Do you wait until it turns to green and you go? These are kind of things, values. Today, when you look, all of us, I'm sure, we have experienced this. When we are at the streets at the traffic light, especially motorcycles, the moment they see there are no cars, they just zoom through, And so this is all going back to the values. And the other value is about stealing, we all have seen this when we were in primary schools. Some of them who don't come from a good family background, they tend to, go and steal their things from their friends and things like that. And these are things that are not so good. And this partly comes from the good values that they don't have. So some of these things should be taught. In fact, in the good old days, under the civics and moral studies, all these were there. But unfortunately, I don't know what has happened. But today you find that there's an immediate need to instill these values in the children. So these are the things that they can start off at the level of standard 5. And some basic things about what is the consequences if you get involved in craft and things like that. But it should be taken at a very slow pace. So this will require both MACC and the Ministry of Education and probably some civil society, like even us, like Transparency International, we can sit down and help and come up with a module, a syllabus for them to incorporate in Bahasa Malaysia paper. Remember, it is part of the BM paper. So that you can't have very extensive content, you know. So it could be a very small part of the Bahasa Malaysia paper, but at least it should be staggered over standard 6, form 1, form 2, form 3, and up to form 5. Then you are going to see good results in years to come.
Right. I take your point about the... you know, perhaps based on socioeconomic backgrounds that they might not have the necessary values. I don't believe that's true. But if we were to make a corruption module on its own, to make it more holistic and more open to all in society, what should or must this module include?
You see, if you are some of the modules that you can look at in incorporating in this, you see, like, for example, if you talk about the punishment, you know, if you get involved in such kind of bribery or things like that, that should come at a later stage. Because children at the age of 5, 6, when you explain to them about the law and things like that, they may not be aware. So as I mentioned earlier, at the standard 5 level, even though we may call anti-graft and so on, but I think more important is values. So at the primary level, we should be concentrating on the good values, ethical values, and things like that. How do we what is honesty, and why we should always be telling the truth, and if someone were to ask them for a bribe, and things like that. Now, I even hear stories like children, you know, they come to school, especially in secondary school, they come to school in a motorcycle, but they don't have license, they don't have road tax, or their license have expired. And when they get caught on the street with a policeman, now what happens? If there is a possibility, if a bribe has been asked from them, what do they do? So these are things that can be taught to them. But to come up with the proper modules and all that, I think this will require some deep thinking. This will involve the MACC and probably the civil society and also the Ministry of Education, because this needs to be thought through. Because when I say from standard 5 right up to form 5, it has to be staggered in stages. It cannot be very advanced, because remember, they are still children, so it has to be taken in stages. But the end result, I think, is going to be very good when we really do it properly.
You just touched on values. Can we perhaps... delve into that a bit more. How can schools play a bigger role in cultivating these values that we've talked about? You know, integrity, honesty, empathy, and perhaps what can be done, you know, across the different classes, you know, across the different different schools to strengthen these values, you know, outside of these modules.
You see, of course, outside this, apart from the schools, you see, the burden should not be only left to the schools. Parents have to also play their part. And I think today, this is one of the issues that is lacking, because you find that some of these good values are missing from the home. Okay, I give you some good examples. If parents in a car were to reach a traffic light, and if it is a red light signal where you're supposed to stop, and as a parent, we beat the rules, now what is going to happen to the children when they see that? Or another guy example I can give you, you know, when you have some rubbish in a car, and instead of looking for a place to dump the rubbish at the proper place in a waste paper basket or a bin, you tend to throw it out of the car. These are the bad values that you teach the children. The other thing is, when you talk about values, is respect for the elders. In the good old days, we are all taught to be obedient and be respectful for the elders and so on. So we see that, I don't say it's for all, but it is. You see, some of these good values are missing even from home. And they come to school, they don't have that, some of that. So this is the gap that the school teachers should be teaching. So when we talk about graph only, before that we have to teach some of these good values for the children. And I think that is a good start.
Right. And other than introducing, I guess, some of these things, not only within the level of the primary school, the modules, the subjects on anti-corruption, what can we do to help teachers prepare for this module?
Okay. Okay. Before that, I want to take one step before. Before we help the teachers with the modules, because modules, once the syllabus is already prepared, is already in part of the textbook. So teachers no need to worry about that, except that they'll be given guidance on how to test the students or how to coach the students or what cases to be given and so on. But before that, if I take one step behind, because I see that a lot of emphasis is given to, you know, educate the children from young. You hear that all the time in any forums I go. I always hear that, you know, we should start from school and so on. Correct. But we are also forgetting one big element here is the teachers. Because today, I must say that even though we have all the respect for the teachers, but I think they should be also be taught about integrity and keeping away from bribery and corruption and so on. And this is not something new. In fact, it was happening even in the 80s when I was in school, when past year's exam questions are made available in the form of books. In those days, there's nothing online, everything in hard copy. And teachers are offered a very special, you buy through the teachers, you are offered a very special price. And normally there is some commission involved. And these are the things that teachers should actually keep away from. I'm not saying it is happening now, but as a general education process, teachers should also be taught about keeping the good values and so on. So first, they have to also be like, we cannot leave the teachers aside. But apart from that, in terms of developing the modules and all that, once it is already properly done, then teachers can do even like case studies for the students. Simple case studies, like you run a video and then students go through a discussion and so on as part of the education. And then a small passage like an essay, or sometimes in the exam question, you give a short essay or karangan for the student to write, you know, on a specific topic. So because by writing an essay, students will start thinking very deep on this topic, and then we will be able to. So these are the things that will help them. That is the reason why I support the idea of putting it part of the BM paper, because then I think the impact will be much greater. Because if you put as a separate paper, one of the challenge we face today is teachers are complaining that they have workload is very high. So from what I know, as a civil society, we have approached a lot of even the National Union of Teaching Profession to come up with several programs. But generally, when there is an increase in workload for the teachers, they are very reluctant to take this up. So the going through the BM subject would be a better option.
All right. And Dr. Mohan, we just have about a minute left. So very briefly, what can or should the government do to instill anti-corruption values in other levels of education? Because in colleges, for instance, we've seen that this is just an elective.
Yes. In fact, this is also an issue. You see, if the government and the Ministry of Higher Education, they must be committed in this issue, because we all have to work together to fight graft. So when I said up to Form 5, I don't mean to say that it stops there. When they get to the university, this should be also be incorporated. The problem is when you make it as an elective, you will see some will opt for this and some will opt out. So the impact is not going to be there. So So at the university level, the universities have to find a way to make this as part of a compulsory paper that they must take, at least in the first or second year. Then I think the impact will be there. Because, you know, from a survey done by Pomandu, as you have pointed out in your comments earlier, it's very worrying that university students, when they are offered a bribe, they say, yes, they will do. And this survey was done, I think, if I'm not wrong, in
2007, I believe.
So that is, that is almost more than 10 years ago. And where are these people? They are already in our system now, see? So this is very worrying, you know, very worrying. So that is why at the university level, also the same principle applies that you can't do it for all the entire course of the university period where the student is studying, but at least it should be done in the first year and perhaps even the second year. These modules must be made compulsory.
Dr. Mohan, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Mohamad Mohan, president at Transparency International Malaysia. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.